Well, it's time to open up our Bibles. We've got Beth Seifert standing by with today's Bible study. Thanks for joining us, Beth.
Well, hey there, Amy. Well, today's lesson is going to take us a little bit of extra time to get through. There just wasn't an easy way to really break this up. There's so much packed into these verses. So we're going to go through 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 9 through 23, as we see David's reaction to God striking Uzzah down. I've titled this lesson, Humble Yourself in the Sight of the Lord, and I hope that that becomes clear why I've titled that as we go through this lesson. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead and open to 2 Samuel chapter 6, verses 9 through 23. And David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, How can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David was not willing to take the ark of the Lord into the city of David. But David took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was told King David, The Lord has blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that belongs to him because of the ark of God. So David went and brought up the ark of God from the house of Obed-Edom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fattened animal. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the horn. As the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window and saw King David leaping and dancing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart. And they brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. And when David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins to each one. Then all the people departed, each to his house. And David returned to bless his household. But Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, How the king of Israel honored himself today, uncovering himself today before the eyes of his servants, female servants, as one of the vulgar fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. And David said to Michal, It was before the Lord who chose me above your father and above all his house to appoint me as prince over Israel, the people of the Lord, and I will celebrate before the Lord. I will make myself yet more contemptible than this, and I will be abased in your eyes. But by the female servants of whom you have spoken, by them I shall be held in honor. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no child to the day of her death. So remember David's first reaction to Uzzah's death for catching the ark when it was falling? David was angry. Now, David's afraid. Partly, he's afraid that God will also kill him, because he knows that he contributed to Uzzah's death. Partly, he's afraid because he knows that his anger at God is totally misplaced. He knows that he has no right to be angry at God, that he and the people were sinning in transporting the ark the way that they did, and the fact that Uzzah was the only one to die is actually an example of God's mercy on the rest of them, David included. Uzzah may have grabbed the ark, but no one else stood up and said, Don't move the ark that way. I'm pretty sure that God mentioned something about how to carry the ark, and I don't remember oxen and carts being involved in it. And somebody should have spoken up. Truly, the fear is a more appropriate response than the anger was. My instant reaction would have been terror after Uzzah was killed. David should have been asking why Uzzah was killed from the very beginning and trying to seek God's direction from there. David's fear was from his own guilt, not from an awe and reverence for God. The upshot of this fear is that David wasn't sure how to bring the ark forward from there. There were Levites present to carry the ark as it was supposed to be carried, but David knew he had displeased God. He knew that without God's approval or direction, bringing the ark into the city of David would be compounding the offense, bringing glory for David and not for God. So David took the ark and he put it in the house of Obed-Edom, whose home was nearby and who was a Levite and was able to care appropriately for the ark. Everyone returns to their homes, and God blesses Obed-Edom with earthly blessings, so it is evident to all who see him that God has brought these blessings on him. So David is encouraged by the blessings Obed-Edom has received, and he goes down to gather up the ark and to bring it into the city of David. He does this with gladness and with rejoicing, and with hope, too, that he would also receive blessings, spiritual and earthly blessings, from God as he now had the ark. We see from verse 13 that David's learned how to carry the ark now. When those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 steps, he sacrificed an ox and a fatted animal. There are now Levites bearing the ark, carrying it. It's not riding on a cart anymore. If we jump over to the parallel account of this in 1 Chronicles 15, we see a little bit more detail of what was actually going on here. So I'm going to jump around a bit through 1 Chronicles because there's a bunch of listing of the names of priests who were involved in this, and I'm going to skip over those names. But here's what it says in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 and 2, then verses 11 through 15, and then verse 26. David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched a tent for it. Then David said that no one but the Levites may carry the ark of God, for the Lord had chosen them to carry the ark of the Lord and to minister to him forever. Then David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and the Levites Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shimei, Eliel, and Aminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, you and your brothers, so that you may bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it the first time, the Lord our God broke out against us, because we did not seek him according to the rule." So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord, the God of Israel. And the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles, as Moses had commanded according to the word of the Lord. And because God helped the Levites who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. So after they take their 6 steps, the people realize that God will allow the ark to be moved from here where it was and will be allowing it to be brought up to the city of David. The fact that God didn't strike down the Levites is evidence of this. So they stop. The Levites prepare a sacrifice at an altar that they build right there for that purpose, praising God for sparing their lives and for showing his favor on them once again. And then they continue on their journey. Now, we're going to pause here to take a break, but don't leave without finding out what happens as David and the Ark enter Jerusalem.
Well, thank you, Beth. And Beth's study guides, as well as the 10-minute podcasts of these presentations, are all available in our archives under the Bible Studies tab of our website, naomistable.com. Nancy and I will be back with more on this in just a moment.